Oklahomans are picking up the pieces after this weekend's severe weather, and Oklahoma's Promise Scholarship is continuing to grow in popularity. Details ahead on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, July 6th. I'm Nick Daniels. That was the sound heard across parts of Norman Sunday as crews and homeowners cleared fallen trees after Saturday night's powerful storms downed power lines and flooded roadways. The city remains in emergency response mode. Damage assessments are still underway. Numerous traffic signals are still out across the city. Officials say to treat those as a four-way stop. As of early Monday morning, power is still out for nearly 13,000 customers, most of those in Cleveland County. OG&E says they expect Cleveland County to be fully restored by late Tuesday evening. Governor Kevin Stitt has declared a disaster emergency for Cleveland and Washington counties that allows the state to quickly deploy recovery resources. Residents are encouraged to report storm damage at damage.ok.gov. The National Weather Service says the storms produced wind gusts topping 80 miles an hour, including a 92-mile-an-hour gust at Max Westheimer Airport. You can find the latest information on recovery efforts at KGOU.org. Separately, Oklahoma communities will receive nearly $13 million in federal funding to cover costs from disasters dating back nearly a decade. Grayson Wheeler has more on the recently announced public assistance grants from the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Tri-County Electric Cooperative, which provides electric utility services in the Panhandle, will receive the bulk of that funding through two separate grants. A $7.5 million award will cover electrical grid repairs after a winter storm in 2017. A second grant of nearly $5 million will cover repairs after severe storms, flooding, and tornadoes that same year. Both incidents required the replacement of thousands of power poles and hundreds of transformers in Beaver, Cimarron, and Texas counties, according to a press release from the Office of Senator James Lankford. Additional FEMA funds will cover road repairs in Sequoia County after damaging winds in 2019, building repairs after storms hit the city of Yale in 2023, and firefighting costs from 2025. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Oklahoma's Promise Scholarship Program is continuing to grow in popularity. Robbie Korth has more on the program that helps pay tuition for Oklahoma high school graduates at in-state colleges.
More than 10,000 high school grads from Oklahoma's most recent class applied for Oklahoma's Promise. Nonprofit newsroom Oklahoma Voice reports that's thousands more than applied the previous year. The program pays tuition for in-state high school graduates at any Oklahoma public college or university until they earn a bachelor's degree or for up to 5 years. State higher education leaders say the program has been highly successful, with the vast majority of participants remaining employed in the state 5 years after college graduation. I'm Robbie Korth.
Dolly Parton's Imagination Library program has grown in Oklahoma to cover almost the entire state. Natalie Armour reports on the initiative that ships books to children ages 0 through 5 every month at no cost to parents.
Dolly Parton's Imagination Library launched in Tennessee in 1995. Today, it is available in 5 countries and delivers free books each month to 14% of eligible families in the U.S. The program has grown from 4,000 enrolled Oklahoma children in 2022 to over 100,000 today. Oklahoma Partnership for School Readiness partners with nonprofits to fund, promote, and deliver free books to Oklahoma families. Erin Bell is the director of early literacy.
A parent said that they were not able to afford high-quality books, and through this program, they were able to make sure that their child had wonderful books to read at home and that they'd started a reading routine.
The program is currently available in 74 of Oklahoma's 77 counties, and Bell says they're looking for community partners to administer it in Logan, Pawnee, and Noble counties. I'm Natalie Armour.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.